Good evening, Audio Boo. Dean Reed here, and it's February day 14, Valentine's Day. The question, though, for today is, if money was no object, where in the world would you visit, or where in the world would you go? Now, this is another one of those things that I could answer quite easily, simply because many of you will remember that I've admitted to being a prolific daydreamer. So these are the sort of things that I will daydream about while I'm at work. I'm at work again at the minute, doing overtime, and I can daydream about these things all day. Where would I like to go? If I had to nail down one particular place, like everyone else, I'd like to say, well, I'd just keep travelling. That's what I'd do. But I would like to go to New Zealand and travel around New Zealand. That's if I'm taking this question to mean perhaps, let's say, scenario A, you've got a month to go on holiday to one particular place, then that place would be New Zealand. Scenario B, which is the daydreamer in me, I want to say that if money was no object, I could take as long as I wanted, then I would follow in the footsteps or cycle in the wheel tracks of a lady called Jilly Sherlock. And she is an absolute hero, heroine, whichever word you want to use. If you head on over to shareyouradventure.com and check out the profile of Jilly Sherlock, she's got a map on there called Pedaling East. She set off cycling on a round the world adventure in April 2011 from southeastern England, or just northeast of London, I think. I can't remember exactly where she set off from, and cycled down to Dover, and then cycled all the way across Europe down to Istanbul in Turkey, and then from there she's gone all the way across towards China through some really horrific winter weather conditions there, and then looped around China and gone down towards like Singapore. Then from there she caught a plane over towards New Zealand, and I think she started on the North Island there, and then over the last few months she's just been cycling all the way around New Zealand. And I think at this moment in time she's in transit or heading over towards South America now, the most southern civilization in South America. And I think the plan for her is to cycle all the way up to North America, possibly. But if money was no object, that's what I'd do. All I would want is a bike, a means to charge my mobile, which I've already got, a Power Monkeys Extreme, and I'd just go. Unlimited data plan, obviously, because I'd share my adventure on shareyouradventure.com. And then I would just audio boo my way around the world. And my family and friends, and my partner, my daughter, they could all come and visit me if money was no object. They could all come and meet me at particular stages. So that's what I'd do. I'd cycle around the world, but I would follow a similar sort of route that Jilly has. But I would also do Western Australia to Eastern Australia. I'll go the bottom way across the Nullarbor Plain and then towards Adelaide and then the Great Ocean Road to Melbourne and then up to Sydney. I'd probably do a circumnavigation of Australia actually and then head to New Zealand. Oh, a daydreamer, a real daydreamer. So that's answered the question, hopefully. I really wish that when the question was posed that it's meant in scenario B that you could just money was no object, say you won the lottery or something and you didn't have to work, and that's what I'd do. So that's the question answered. Right, this is totally off subject. The place where I work, we use liquid nitrogen, and we've got a huge liquid nitrogen container outside, and attached to that liquid nitrogen container there are two radiators. I'm not sure about the science around this, but every now and then these radiators will defrost because they get ice on them, so they defrost themselves. And at the minute I'm standing in a cloud of like steam, smoke, mist, and It's like my own little cloud inversion. I'm just walking through it at the moment. You probably hear the radiators for the nitrogen tank hissing and popping in the background, but it just looks like liquid nitrogen leak, although it's not. But it looks really great. What I'll do is I'll take a picture of this and I'll post this as the image for the boo. Okay, sorry to wander off subject there, but that was my input for day 14 of February. If I could go anywhere in the world, I'd go everywhere. Bye for now.